this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey.
So, you experienced feelings of euphoria. Fascinating.
This is the best you could come up with?
Well, it made me want to hit my head on something hard.
That's what all the girls do when they're mad at their boyfriend.
Oh, dear. A chip off the old block.
Coming out of Washington, but the rest of it was fine.
Good, good. I parked out this way.
Okay.
I thought we could stop off for some pizza on the way home. You hungry?
No, I'm still stuffed from my bag of 6 mini pretzels.
I take it that's a backwards yes.
Well, actually, no. I ate in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably tired. Do you just want to go home and go to bed?
It's 7 o'clock. I'd really like to stop by Wits End to check my schedule.
Are you sure you're up for that?
Up for what?
I just thought you might want to, I don't know, unwind for a bit before you get back into the daily grind.
Unwind? Mom, I just got back from vacation.
You've been through a lot. It's not often a girl drives 1,000 miles, gets engaged, and then unengaged in just a couple of weeks.
But I'm okay.
Really?
Yes. Mom, my life wasn't all about marrying Mitch. I'm fine.
Okay, but I've got 2 buckets of ice cream if you want to sit on the couch and indulge for a while.
Chocolate chip?
And pistachio.
You're trying to spoil me.
Don't you want to be spoiled?
Of course I do. You can pamper me all you want after I get back from Wits End.
Okay, the bubble bath and bonbons will be waiting for you.
Okay.
Oh, Trent, Jared, I need to talk to you.
What's wrong, Mr. Whitaker?
There's nothing wrong. Connie's supposed to stop by on our way home from the airport. I want you to help me get the word around to the rest of the kids. Don't bother her with questions about Mitch.
Oh, okay.
Good, thanks.
Is she gonna be all weepy because he jilted her at the altar?
Well, that's not how it happened, Jared. And I don't know, maybe. I just want everyone to be extra considerate.
I'm sure not going to bring it up. She might start throwing things.
Throwing things?
Yeah, that's what all the girls do when they're mad at their boyfriends. Right?
You watch too much TV, Trent.
Now, just be careful. If Connie wants to talk about it, she'll bring it up.
I can handle it, Mr. Whitaker. I'm a bit of an expert on human nature. I'll be able to tell if she wants to talk about anything.
An expert on human nature?
Yeah, I'm taking a psychology class in school.
You're taking psychology?
They call it health.
Do you mind if I just leave before Connie gets here? Yeah, this kind of thing makes me very uncomfortable.
Too late.
Whit!
Oh, hi, Connie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Trent. Jared.
Howdy.
Hey, Connie.
Hi.
Trent, did you just say howdy?
Your flight went okay, Connie?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. I was really ready to come home, though. After Jimmy and George left, I got lonely. The Abe Lincoln statue's nice, but it's not much for conversation.
Well, you should have come back earlier.
I didn't want to pay the flight change fee. Plus, I got some time to myself to think and pray, and, you know, I'd forgotten how much better I feel after I concentrate on God.
So, you experience feelings of euphoria. Fascinating.
I'll get it.
Trent, why are you...
Trent's answering the phones now?
Well, apparently...
You must be desperate for help. But never fear, I'm ready to get back into it. I spent a lot of money on the trip, so I'd like to work as much as possible this month. Please.
I'll give you first dibs on the schedule.
Great. Mr. Whitaker, the phone's for you.
Oh, all right, thank you, Trent.
So, Connie, how was your,
My trip?
No! No, I wasn't asking about your trip. I want to know about your hair. Yeah, how did your hair do in Washington? I hear the humidity out there is, humid.
Well, my hair was pretty much a non-issue, I'd say.
A non-issue? That's great. Great way to put it, Ian. You're a breakup, Connie. Crack up! I mean, you're a crack up. That's what I meant.
What's the matter, Trent?
Don't mind him. He's having a little trouble with his semantic conditioning.
Yeah, I gotta get that checked. You know what? I should get to the kitchen.
Why?
I think Mr. Whitaker left the Mitch out. Milk! He left the milk out! Yeah, gotta get the milk.
I'll get the milk, Trent. I work here.
Okay, that would be fine. I mean, why don't you get the milk?
Okay, I'll get the milk.
Great. Bye. I may not be here when you get back, though. I'm making a break for it.
You're gonna leave Connie in her time of need?
What do you mean? She seems fine.
Exactly. Connie's in deep denial. That's not healthy. She needs someone to help her.
Someone like you?
Of course. I've been studying this stuff.
Jared, a middle school health class that studies pimples and food groups doesn't make you an expert.
Connie's in denial, and I'm also thinking she's not getting enough breads and cereals. And I'm gonna be the one who saves her.
Come in.
I've got the mail.
Oh, thanks, Connie. Just put it on that stack.
You really should go through this pile.
Oh, I know. It's been busy while you were gone.
Well, I'm not doing anything now. Why don't you let me sort it for you?
Well, I...
Oh, what's this?
What?
It's a letter addressed to me.
Oh, yeah. That came a couple of days after you left.
Oh, it's from Mitch.
Right. I'm sorry. I meant to take it to you when I went for the... Your
the wedding.
I forgot.
That's all right. Well, this should be interesting.
You sure you want to read that now?
Why not?
It's only that... Well, I just...
He never was very good at writing love letters. He says he misses my smile. How cliche is that? His second paragraph is always about the weather. The third about his training. And the fourth is... Oh... He said some pretty nice things in paragraph 4.
I'm sorry, Connie.
Forget it. I'm fine. I'm great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, if you say so.
Honestly, don't walk on eggshells around me. I'm fine. Just be normal.
Okay.
Thanks. Whit, you're not being normal.
I'm not?
No, now cut it out, please.
Well, sure. What would I normally do?
You'd normally tell me to go sweep the floors or clean the tables or something.
Connie, get back to work.
Thanks. It's much better.
Good. And welcome home. I've got it.
Testing, 1, 2. 2:26 p.m. Subject is exercising unwarranted authority.
Jared, what are you doing with a tape recorder?
Shh. I'm observing Connie.
Why?
To help her.
Jared...
Her behavior is fascinating, you know. She's going through all the classic stages of grief.
She doesn't look like she's grieving to me.
She's still in the denial stage. Wait a minute. 2:27. Subject is making sudden, frantic arm motions, like she is erasing an imaginary chalkboard. Perhaps she is subconsciously trying to erase the memories of her tragic loss.
I think she's shooing a fly.
This fly is driving me nuts!
You may be right.
Wait, do we have any bugs?
2:28. Displacement of anchor. Feeling towards Mitch, now directed towards helpless insect.
Has she blown up yet? You know, thrown anything?
No.
How long have you been sitting here?
2 sundaes, a milkshake, and a parfait.
Oh, you're kidding!
I wish I was. If she doesn't do something soon, I'm gonna have to buy a bigger pair of pants. Hey, Connie!
Just a second!
What are you doing? Don't call her over here!
Why not?
Because she's a ticking time bomb! Bye!
What can I do for you, Jared?
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Trent, why are you hiding under the counter?
Just checking for flaws in the woodwork.
Oh, I see. Did you need something, Jared?
No.
Trent?
Sure. I'll have a banana split up, please. I mean split. Split, I mean banana split.
Right, coming right up.
Poor Connie.
What do you mean?
Didn't you see the pain in her eyes? It's time for more aggressive action. I think Connie needs a little shove down the playground slide of grief.
Oh, Lance, please don't go. You can't leave me.
I must, Vivian. I have a train to catch.
But why would you leave me?
You need a tissue?
When your brother died of a heart attack. I'm here. When your father died in that tragic toboggan accident, I was there. When your mother and two sisters died at the hands of a renegade circus clown, I was right there. How could you leave me now?
I have to. I must be a father to my one and only nephew in southern Libya. I'm all he has.
But what about us?
I'm sorry, Vivian, but you'll have to go on.
I can't.
Then besides, we'll always have Pueblo.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, a real classic. I know what you're trying to do, Mom.
What do you mean?
You're trying to get me to cry. Honestly, Mom, this is the best you could come up with?
I thought it might open up a discussion.
I don't need a discussion.
Oh, you're not dealing with this, Connie.
I've already dealt with it.
How could you get over Mitch so fast?
It wasn't fast.
I just don't want you to be like I used to be. When I was depressed, I used to clam up about everything. And what I really needed to do was cry for a couple of weeks. It took me way too long to get over things because I didn't grieve.
Well, I'm not doing that, Mom. We're not the same person. I really am okay. It's late. I'm gonna get to bed. Good night, Mom.
Oh, dear. A chip off the old block.
Connie.
Oh, hi, Jared. Can I get you something?
No, thanks, but could I ask you to do something?
What?
I'd like you to look at these ink blot pictures.
Oh, I've seen these. What are they called again?
Rorschach tests.
Right.
A psychologist can determine what's going on in a patient's mind with these.
Mm-hmm. So why do you have them?
It's a hobby. Now, just look at these pictures and tell me what you see.
Well, all right.
First one?
A heart-shaped cookie that's been broken in half.
Broken heart, interesting.
You know, Jared, that didn't really look like an ink blot. Did you draw these?
Yeah? Why?
Because it really looks like a broken heart-shaped cookie.
If you say so. Next picture.
That's a garbage dump.
Dump. Very interesting. Next.
A dead flower.
Uh-huh.
A bird with an injured wing. A chainsaw cutting through a wedding cake. An engagement ring that's been run over by a steamroller. Jared, what are you doing?
Nothing.
This is about Mitch, isn't it?
If that's your interpretation...
Oh, cut it out.
Cut what out?
What's with everyone around here? If you want to ask me about Mitch, then just ask me. You don't have to sneak around.
Connie, what's the matter?
Matter? Would you please tell everyone to stop trying to get me to talk about what happened with Mitch?
Oh! Wow.
Oh, what was that all about?
She finally got to the anger phase.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Trent?
This was taped to your windshield.
Oh, thanks. It's a party invitation.
I got one, too. It was taped to my bike.
Yeah, it says, please come to an important meeting to discuss my emotional state of mind. Thursday, 3 o'clock in the Wits End Library. Signed, Connie Kendall?
I don't want to discuss Connie's state of mind.
Well, I didn't think she wanted to either. Huh.
It's 3:04. Maybe she forgot.
Well, give it some time, Trent.
Hello?
June, so you were invited to this too.
The invitation was on my car this morning. Do you know what this is all about?
No, not really.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
What's going on, Mom?
We're here.
Yeah, so am I. You guys were invited too?
So this wasn't your idea?
No, I got a letter on my car today. I thought it was from one of you.
It's not from me.
Me either.
Then who?
It's from me.
Jared? You called this meeting?
That's right. It's time to hash this out.
Hash what out?
How you're refusing to own up to your deeper feelings.
Jared, I'm sure you mean well,
Trust me, Mr. Whitaker. It's for her own good. She's repossessed.
I think you mean repressed.
What?
Oh, no, I was only correcting him. I'm not saying you're repossessed or repressed.
But you are.
I'm what?
Not you, Connie. Honey, you're burying your feelings.
I am not.
That's denial.
Oh, it is not.
I rest my case.
This is absurd.
You won't talk about your feelings, Connie. Breaking up with Mitch was a big thing, and I think you need some group therapy to help you deal with it.
Group therapy? I don't have to do anything, do I?
As you can see, I've brought with me a papier-mâché Mitch.
What? That doesn't look like Mitch.
Yeah, he doesn't have any arms or legs.
All right, now this is getting absurd.
Work with me, people. This is Mitch, okay? Now, Connie, Mitch is standing in front of you. What do you want to say to him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
There's nothing I want to say to the papier-mâché Mitch.
Do you want to punch him?
Oh, man, I'll be under the table.
No, I don't want to punch him.
Why not?
To be honest, Jared, if there was anyone around here that I'd want to punch...
I'll punch the papier-mâché Mitch.
Ah, Mrs. Kendall, good. Punch him.
You're punching Mitch?
Well, he broke my little girl's heart.
Mom, he didn't break my heart. It was a mutual decision.
Go ahead, Mrs. Kendall.
Oh, man, this isn't going to be pretty.
That's it? You barely made a dent.
Well, I'm not a violent person. And the paper is still wet.
Come on, Connie. Let Mitch know how you feel.
Jared, I think this has gone far enough.
That's right.
But this man promised to marry you, and he left you at the altar.
That is not how it happened.
Come on. Just bop him on the head.
No.
Flick his ear.
I won't.
Okay. This meeting is over.
But, Mr. Whitaker, I want her to admit her feelings. Take a step towards acceptance of the loss. She's still wallowing in between the denial and anger stage.
You mean well, Jared, but... You can't push people through their grief.
No, you can't. But isn't that what you've been doing, Mom?
What?
Pushing me to feel something that I'm not feeling.
Well, I'm just trying to help you get back to normal.
I already am normal. But everyone else is holding me back, trying to take me through steps that I already went through in Washington. I asked everyone to be normal, and what do I get? Jared psychoanalyzing me, Trent scared to death of me, and even you, Whit.
What?
I asked you to be normal around me, and yesterday I yelled at Jared in front of everyone, and you didn't say a word to me. If you were being normal, you would have set me straight. Why didn't you?
Well, I assumed that...
Well, that's the problem. Everybody's assuming. You don't have to treat me like a child. I don't need you to help me cry or get angry or feel something. Excuse me.
I think we made some real progress here, guys.
All right, Jared. Go on home. Connie?
I'm over here by the David display.
We've been looking for you.
We? You mean my group therapy partners?
No, just your mother and I. She's downstairs.
I'll talk to her.
Connie. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you mind if I sit with you?
No. Pull up a sheet.
I should have learned my lesson.
About what?
Oh, I did this with my daughter, too. When Jana got divorced, she didn't want to talk to me about it. And I thought if she didn't grieve with me, that she wasn't grieving at all.
But she was.
And of course she was. But I suppose I felt left out. This was such an important time in her life, and I had so little to do with it. I think that's my problem. You decided to move on with your life while you were in Washington. God must have really worked with you.
Oh, he did. To be honest, I went through some of the phases Jared's talking about. Denial week was a barrel of laughs, expecting Mitch to pop through the door at any moment. But when he didn't, it forced me to rely on other things, like God. It made me refocus and realize my life wasn't all about Mitch. You know, I connected with God in ways I hadn't done in a long time. And I'm telling you, it worked better than punching papier-mâché dolls.
I believe that. And I'm glad God did what he did. But I guess my problem is I just didn't get a chance to cry with you. And that's what this is all about, you know. Nobody means to treat you like a child. We all love you. We want to help you. Well, maybe that's not Jared's motivation, but it's certainly mine.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more times when I'll need you to cry with me.
Well, just so you know that I will. I'll always be here when you need me.
Thanks, Whit.
Well, you better go. Your mother's waiting.
Is she upset?
No, she's just worried.
Yeah, well, that's probably what makes her such a good mom.
I'm sorry, Vivian, but you'll have to go on.
I can't.
Then besides, we'll always have Pueblo.
You know, this really isn't such a bad movie.
It's beautiful.
Can I have another tissue?
Here.
Whit, do you need a tissue?
No, more like a bucket.
Why?
That was the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen.
What?
It didn't make you want to open up your heart, share your soul?
It made me want to hit my head on something hard and erase all memory of my life for the last 2 hours.
Oh.
Well, maybe it's time I just went home.
What? I thought you said you missed crying with me. Well, here I am, in tears and needing you to be there for me. Now what's it gonna be?
Well, if you want me to stay, I will.
Cool, because we're gonna start the sequel.
Oh, boy.
I'll make some more popcorn. You want some, Whit?
No, thanks. Maybe just something hard to hit my head on.
Shh, it's starting.
How long is this sequel?
Sometimes we think that when our friends and parents worry about us, it's because they don't trust us, or they don't think we're mature enough to handle something. But Connie remembered a very simple fact. The reason that her mom worried was because she loved her so much. Connie had people around her who loved her enough to want to help. Every now and then, we need to stop to realize how much love we have around us. And also remember how much God loves us too. As he says in Isaiah 43, verse 4, "You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Eggshells was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Maggie Maluli, Brandon Gilberstadt, and Corey Padnos. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.